Okay, today's daf. We're holding on daf Ayin Beit, and we're in the middle of a fascinating sugya. What is the halacha of a gerushin? Do we view a gerushin as essentially losing out on your opportunity to be mefer, and therefore the equivalent of a kiyum, just as if the time would have run out on your ability to be mefer, over the time ran out. It ran out early because you opted out by giving a gerushin. Or do we say that opting out means that you're simply taking away your interest in the issue, and therefore there was neither a hafara nor a kama, it remains open. The nafkamina would be if you went ahead and remarried her. So if it were a hakama, there's nothing you can do on the same day, of course. So if it were a hakama, there's nothing you can do about it. If, however, it's not a hakama, and the time, the clock is still running, then actually, if long as you remarried within the time, you should be able to be made for anyway. So yesterday we brought a raya that we were docha, and we said we just do the braita. The reason the braita doesn't mention gerushin, the famous braita that went through all the six cases over there, it's because there was no way to say a case and its opposite, and therefore it didn't bother using that case. So today we want to see if we can bring a raya from our Mishnah, and we're now holding in the middle of Ayin Beis already, and we got up to the second Tashma on the page, which tries to bring a raya now from the Mishnah, which is smack bang in the middle of the page, even in the middle of the line. It's just a half a line down. Tashma nadra v'hi arusa. So here's our Mishnah. Mishnah says she went ahead, made a net, and of course the question as we raised it was a question of a baal, not the question of an orus. But it boils down to the same issue. And in our Mishnah, we discussed a case where she made a netter, she was an arus at the time, and our Mishnah does discuss what halach would be in the case of a gerushin, and nitgarsha. Then nitarsa bo bayom. I don't care if he does this 100 times. He can now go ahead now, be made for the neder, as long as it's within that time period. Now, obviously, if the gerushin would have been the equivalent of a hakama, then there is no way for a second orus, or he himself, to go ahead and to be made. So, obviously, shmamina, gerushin kishtigadam. Dika kamadam mi motzi mefer orus achron. How could the last orus, or even he himself, if he remarries, or how could he possibly now do the hafara if it was a neder that the first orus nidre to ukim orus rishon? If there was already a hakama, because gerushin is kakama, so then clearly this is proof that he despite the fact that he was megarisher, he is now able, or the one who takes his place is now able, to do a hafarat estate, which means that there was no hakama. Says the Gemara, who's to say that the case over here was that the orus even heard about it? Maybe hafi b'mayaskin and b'shalo shama arus rishon. Now look, we know that yesterday everything that we learned was predicated on Shmuel's opening statement, which was minolon da orus acharon mefer nedarim shenir ula orus harishon. And the whole meaning of the Mishnah, according to Shmuel, which he had Kabbalah from his Rebbe, the Ran said, was that the Mishnah was talking about a case where the orus rishon had heard. And in fact, that would have been part of the Kiddush of the Mishnah, despite the fact that he had heard. A gerushin is not considered to be a hakama. It is true, says the Ran, that we could have turned around at this point and said, look, Shmuel says that the case in the Mishnah is that they always heard. And he had this b'kabbalah, let's bring a raya from that. However, it's not the derech of the Gemara to bring a raya from the ma'amar of an amora. We're not looking for that. We're looking directly to the Mishnah, or to a braita. Whenever we ask a tashma, we're not interested in Shmuel's pirush of the Mishnah. So there, we saw this earlier. We had the case of Rav Amnuna, where we just ignored it with about Kohanim, whether Shluchid Idan or Shluchid, or Shluch Deshmaya, but we ignored what he said, because it was a ma'amar of Amoraim. Show me from the Mishnah. So taking the Mishnah again, the raw Mishnah, without any pirush, my initial inclination, as I read the Mishnah, and the truth is, My initial inclination is to say, now looky here. It says Bo Bayom, which the Gemara is going to get to in a moment. It says Bo Bayom. Why does it have to be Bo Bayom? If it's talking about a case where the father had heard about it, then there's really no, I mean, I understand it has to be Bo Bayom, obviously. Otherwise, an Oros cannot be mitzvah for the father, because the father's time will have run out, because he already heard. Must be that the Chiddush is, the father hadn't heard, and it's Bo Bayom to tell me that as long as it's Bo Bayom, despite the fact that there was a Gerushin, it could still be Hafara. That's the simple meaning of the Mishnah, if you're looking to maximize its information density in terms of Chiddush. Right? So probably that's what the Tanya is telling us. That it was Shema Oros. And in fact, that's what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying that that indeed is part of the Mishnah. Mishnah is talking about Shema Oros. And that's why it talks about it has to be Bo Bayom. Because why even bother telling me Bo Bayom if it's talking about Shema Av? It's no new information at all. That's why the Gemara now is making these assumptions, right? So it must be talking about that the Oros had heard about it, gave her a get, and nonetheless you see that it is possible that to do it despite the Gerushin, to Shmamina Gerushin Kishtika Dama. Dika Hakama Dama, because were it Laz Hakama, Mi Matzi Mei for Oros Akron Nidre Du Gemara Sarisha, an Oros Akron can't possibly be Mekayim and Neder that the Oros Rishon had already been Mekayim. I mean, be made for Neder, the first Oros was Mekayim through being Megarish. Well, says the Gemara, maybe the case in the Mishnah is again, I mean, forget about Shmuel. If you're trying to prove it from the Mishnah, I could always kvetch and say, look, it's not really a proof. I mean, maybe it's talking about Bishalo Shama Oros Rishon. Oh, Shama Oros Rishon. And why mention Bo Bayom? Yoki Mayari Bo Bayom. And if it's after another 100 days, she's got 100 marriages in those 100 days, what have we got to press 100 marriages to one day? So now feel like a Mayayamim also, no? The Mayari Bo Bayom? No, if it's talking about Bishalo Shama Oros, that's true. But it's talking about Bishalo Shama Oros, but Shama Av. You still need to have the Bo Bayom, even though that's no Chiddush. I mean, obviously. Maybe the Mishnah's not trying to tell me a Chiddush with the Bo Bayom. It just says, by the way, remember that, of course, it would be a Bo Bayom. Because, I mean, you think it's a little funny, she got married 100 times, but okay, remember she was chased by aliens. So therefore, that's the case. Okay, Shema Av, but as long as it's Bo Bayom, I know she got married 100 times, then the halacha would be, just as a matter of information, that the Av together with the Ba'aras Acharon can go out and be made. So they can't bring 100% Araya from this. Because the Av, once he was Shomea, then it's only Bo Bayom. Who the Matzi Mefer? Obviously, the Vaz is not going to be able to make from with the Oros Acharon if the time has already passed. That's the only point that we're making. Again, if we trust Shmuel, then this is not the pshat in the Mishnah. And we never questioned Shmuel earlier. All we're saying is you cannot bring me from the raw data in the Mishnah, you cannot bring me an absolute proof about this. Because of that, the Rashba says, we don't have to stick with this Gemara's implication that we don't have a raya, because then what comes out, we don't have a raya. There's even another raya we try to bring also, it's not a raya. According to that, the Ramban says, so let's be machmer, because we don't have a raya. Says the Rashba, hold on a second, what do you mean, let's be machmer? We know what the halacha is from Shmuel. Nobody really argued on Shmuel, we're just trying to find a raya. Now we're saying a direct raya from a Mishnah right that we don't have. But in terms of the halakha, there's no reason whatsoever to be doch what Shmuel said. And Shmuel said the point of the Mishnah is talking about Kishishama Oros. Once that's true, then it's a given that despite the fact Shama Oros Vigir Shah, it's not Kakama. So there you've got your proof, Lakula. Okay, so the Gemara has no raya, but we know, according to the Rashba, we know what the pshat is, and that certainly seems exceedingly reasonable. Let's see if we can bring a raya, says the Gemara, further from a braitha, Tashma. Nadra bo bayom. So let's say she made a neder, girsha v'chzira bo bayom. Now here it's not talking about a father, it's talking about a regular baal. So she makes a neder today. He hears about the neder, he gets mad about the neder, is megarish her. Then he cools off, remarries her, and now he wants to go ahead and be made for the neder. So, what's the halacha? Ein yachol lafer. Aha! So apparently the fact that he had been megarish her, even though there was no hakamah, the equivalent of hakamah, therefore he remarries her, he thinks he can get rid of the netter, he can't get rid of the netter. There you go, clear raya that gerushin is hakamah. So, well, what kind of clear raya is this? Hacha b'nisuas kina. If she's married already, I don't care if it's to him or to another guy, the bottom line is that a new marriage, once it's nisuin, does not give you rights to hafara b'kodmin. But it was my own netter. So what? You cannot, with the koach of this marriage, be made for a netter that pre-existed this marriage. Doesn't matter that it pre-existed this marriage in another marriage of your own. That's irrelevant. You didn't utilize the koach that was given to you before the gerushin of the initial marriage. So now you're saying, so I'll remarry her. Now you remarry her as a new marriage. Did this netter exist? Yes, it existed. That's the reason that she can't be made for. Not because it's talking about an arusa and the gerushin per se was a hakama, therefore it's too late. So you have no riot from here other either. So haina time then yachola afer mishum de ein habaal mefer bikodmim. And so we are left with a question, and therefore says the Ramban we go lachumra. And therefore, says the Rajba, no, we're not left with a question. We're just left without with a raya from a Mishnah Braita, but we're left with a clear raya from Shmuel. So la halacha, we simply follow Shmuel's dictum, which says that our very Mishnah is talking about a case where the Shama Oris Vigirsha. So there we go. That's your raya. Dear President.
Doctor, I had a commissioner.
Derech Talmidei Chachamim. That's called multitasking. Derech Talmidei Chachamim. Atshlo aita bito, yotza'a mietzlo. So here we have a father and a husband-to-be. His daughter is about to get married. So what the father and the Baal, as we'll see, say to her is, look, you know, this is our last opportunity to be made for your nedarim, because once you go and get married, ain't a baal made for the code, man. So therefore, any netter that you have, I want to be made for today. Now, he didn't hear about the netter. It's not clear that you can be made for a netter that you don't even know about. It does say, v'shamayi shavei fella. That the Gemara is going to discuss. What the point is of this? Do you really need to hear a netter? But this is the derech of Talmidei Chachamim anyway. To say any netter that you were noderet, betov beiti, I do hereby mefer, v'chein abal, so to the oros, he's about to take her to rishus, he doesn't want to be caught with a woman who has nedarim that were kodmim, that he's not going to be able to be mefer, and at the point that once he gets married, of course, he can't use the koach of the av anymore, because only an oros can do that, together with the av. So therefore, he too says to her, Kol nedarim shenadarta shaloti katsila rishuti, any nedarim you made, any nedarim that you made, I'm just trying to get a little smile out of him. I guess Egget wasn't cooperative this morning. That was a double. So, Barney has left. There we go. So any neder that you made before coming to the chuppah, they are hereby mufar. Because she, Mishatikanez Rishto, once after all, once she comes into his Rishos, Eno Yachola Efer. There we go. It's almost as good as a Boker Or. Boy, Rami Barcha. So here, of course, the next thing that strikes you immediately upon reading this Mishnah is how exactly did you manage to do Afar without even hearing the Neder Bechla? So Rami Bar Choma, outside of the context of this Mishnah, and Nistam asks this question. Of course, this is the place that the Gemara elects to bring in the question because it fits in perfectly. Boy, Rami Bar Choma, Baal Nahu Shefer Belo Shmiya. Can a husband be made for a netter without even having heard the netter? Now, this is the same question we have on the Baal, we would have on the father, on the Oros, a combination. What would be the halakha? I mean, do we say, look, I mean, the Torah says, Befer Vishama Isha Beyom Shamo. He had to hear about it. So maybe it's Dafka. If he didn't hear about it, so then he can't be made for. Olav Dafka. Maybe, I mean, he had to hear about it in order for the time to run out. So v'shama isha b'yom shamo. So then it has to be v'hefra law on that day. But obviously we didn't hear about it. The clock didn't start ticking. So then, but it doesn't mean that he can only be made for if he hears about it. And there's two ways of understanding that pasuk. Pasuk could stop me talking about the normal derech. He hears about it. Maybe it's 24 hours. So maybe it's lav davka that he has to literally hear. Omar Rava, well, the answer is very clear from our Mishnah, isn't it? And the Mishnah says, Tashma, derech tamidei chachamim, ad shelo yatzat bito mietzlo, omer lakon adarim shenadar betok biti arein mufarin. Now, how do you say that? I mean, v'olo shama, what's the point of his saying this if he didn't hear the neder, and you're telling me you need to hear a neder, so then this is an exercise in futility. Says the Gemara, well, maybe it means that when he hears it, he'll be made for it. L'chi shama hu de made for it. So then what's he saying this for? Im ken ki lo shama, lama lo ilo meimar. So then you're saying it is really an exercise in futility. But it's just when he hears about it, then he'll be made for it. So then why bother going through all of this? No, you see, Kamash Balan, the Mishnah is trying to tell us that even though you don't achieve anything, Orchid Tzurbi Mirabban and Hadure, it's the derech of a Talmud Chacham to try to uncover and do the best you can to be metaking things. So you say to your daughter this thing. So it means you're opening up the subject. So now she feels relaxed. You're going to sit there and you're going to say to her, so, did you ever make any derech in the dorim? Me, Abba, me make the dorim. I wouldn't make the dorim. But if you're telling her, I'm made for all of your nedarim, she thinks, made for all the nedarim. She says, wow, you know, it's a good thing because actually I had made a neder some years ago and it's a Baruch Hashem, I was embarrassed to tell you, but I'm so happy that now it's all over, you know, starting with a clean slate. So then as soon as he hears about it, he says, oh, now I'm going to be made for the neder. So really, this may just be a psychological tactic. It's la dure, to try to keep working at a thing, to make it happen. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. So maybe that's the pshat. Tashma mi seifa. Okay, well, what about the seifa part? V'chein ha-ba'al. Ad shelo tikanes rushuto. Omer la kol nedarim, and so on and so forth. So what's the pshat over there? Says the Gemara, ha'cha nami de'omer la lachi shama'ana. Now, there's obviously something wrong with the girsa. Because what we said about the father was not that he told her l'chi shamana. What we said about the father was l'chi shama. When he will hear about it, he will be mefer to her. Over here, all of a sudden, we're saying, no, the guy says to her, when I hear about it, then it is mufar. Now, hold on a second. Can you do that? Then why didn't we say the same thing with the father? If you could be made for a neder, that I want it to be mufar now, I understand that I don't yet know what the neder is, so it can't happen yet, but as soon as I hear about it, it shall hereby be mufar. So then why did we have to give the answer earlier and say, well, the father is really doing it only as a psychological ploy? We could have said, what do you mean a psychological ploy? You're telling him when the husband does it, it's serious. So then when the father does it, it could also be serious. He means to be made for now, except that he hasn't heard about it yet. But there's a big difference. Because the father is in a position where he will have no access to the neder afterwards. So he can't possibly use a koach that will not be his at the time that he's shomea. So he can't say l'chi shamana. The most that we could say about the father is that he's hoping to find out the neder before it's too late, before she goes to the chuppah. Ma she'en kein, is it not possible, at least, that a orus who will be able to be made for nunadorm, as he loses koach of afara, elamai, he loses the shutafut of the father. Ah! But wait a moment over here. The father was made for. Right? Possibly. Now, let's say we're talking about where the father actually had been made for. Now, the father's not here. The Orlus says, you know, any Nidorim that you have currently, meaning that your father had already been made for, but I didn't hear about it, I do hereby made for them. Because what's the problem? He's certainly going to be getting a better Kayach to be made for by being a Baal than by being an Orlus, right? Elamai, a Baal can't be made for the Kodmin. True, but I don't want to be made for the Kodmin. I want to be made for together with the Kayak and the Av. You can't tell me that when I become a Baal, I'm going to be worth less than the Orus. So therefore, the Rishus that I have later is not going to be less than the Orus's Rishus. It's just that normally the Baal, the Av is no longer around once I'm already a Baal that was Nichnas L'Chuppah. But over here, the father had been Mefer. I want my Hafora to be Chal now, subsequently, when I end up finding out about the Nether. That Kayak that I have now, I don't lose later. So as long as I can be Metzarif it now with what the father has done now, it would be a perfectly kosher Hafora. Of course, that's a big chiddush. And indeed, there is another girsa that says, Hochanami lichi shama, not Hochanami de Omar law. Because, I mean, if you say Hochanami, you see the girsa is messed up. If you're saying Hochanami, then it has to be the same case as before. So that's the girsa over there. Hochanami de Omar law, not the Omar law, Hochanami lichi shama. Our girsa that has Hochanami de Amarla Lachi Shaman is a contradiction. If he's telling her, then it's different than the case we had earlier, which is when he hears about it, it'll be Mefer. So you can't say Hochanami. If you're saying Hochanami, then the girsa should be Lachi Shama and not de Amarla Lachi Shaman. Now the fact is that there are actually two separate girsaot, which here have managed to mate in our sugya and given birth to an impossible pshat, but we understand that we can choose one or the other. As if you're willing to say the Chiddush that indeed a Baal is an Orus plus and still has the Keach, if there would be a way to utilize it, this would be the only case, has the Keach as a Baal to be made for together with the Av. How such thing possible? It's a contradiction in terms. It's not a contradiction in terms. Because over here he's using his Keach of Afora later, that Afora should be called from now. While he's an artist, it's able to be mitzvah for the Av. If you're willing to take that step and say that Kiddush, then you can dump the word Hochanami and insert the word Hocha de Omar La L'Chishavana. If you're not willing to take that step, then the correct girsa would be Hochanami L'Chishama. He'll be made for it. And why is he doing it? To try to get an attack, the same reason that the Av was doing it. Okay, so we have two very different approaches. You could see how fascinating the fundamental approach to the whole idea would be, the differences between the two sugyas, the relationship of the Baal's Keach to the Orus, the ability to utilize a similar Keach that you have later to achieve something earlier retroactively together with the Av. Very remarkable. Why is there a quotation mark between, what is that, an apostrophe, I mean, between the F and the E? Whoever is buying these should insist on half price because of the grammar errors. Yes, exactly. The troll apostrophe is what it was supposed to be, which makes the apostrophe come out after the E, not apostrophe E. Not after, but above the E, which is what we're looking for.
You can only make it to my own, the darim which were made since you became engaged to him. The father, when he said...
No, no! An Orus is made for the Kodmim together with the Av. Unido. When the Dorea Aleha, remember?
Even
before the Nidoreha Aleha means, and she already had Nidorim before she became engaged. Yes, beat that into yourself. When the Dorea Aleha. Okay.
Did you say there was a girsa of Mishama without the Aleha?
Of course. Obviously, I said that. Since it is what I said.
So I didn't understand how that
changed
with Rabbi said a second ago. So if we say the two
Girsas
again, please.
Girsa one is Hochi Namid Lichi Shama. Girsa number two is Hocha the Omar La Lichi Shama. Okay. Toshma. So let's see if we can bring a raya from the following. Omer li'ishto. So far we don't know anything about Rami Bar Chana. In other words, do you need to actually hear about it or not? Ha'omer li'ishto. Somebody is going overseas. He says to his wife, Kol nedarim shetaduri. Ad sh'avo bimakom ploni. Arei kayamim. Lo maklum. All the nedarim that you're going to make shall be mekuyam. That's ridiculous. You can't be mekayam a neder that doesn't exist. I mean, a kiyam is only your assertion of the neder that your wife makes. But how can you do a kiyam, which we saw is essentially a neder, because you can be shoyel on it? How can you do a kiyam on a non-existent neder? It's like trying to be matvis neder to a neder that isn't there. Obviously it doesn't achieve anything.
Why would you do it?
You're warning her.
Take it seriously.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be around, and you might as well treat it as being mekuyam. Harian mufarim. How about if he said, any neder that you make shall hereby be mufar? So Rabbi Eliezer omer mufar. Rabbi Eliezer says you can even be mefer a neder. Chachomim, of course, don't agree. But you can even be mefer a neder that doesn't exist. Now, Haloshama, how can you make for a neder that doesn't exist? Forget about whether it exists or not. You didn't hear about it. Now, obviously, we are not asking from Rabbi Eliezer, because he said, well, but the Chachomim disagree. Because the only thing that the Chachomim and Rabbi Eliezer are disagreeing about is whether a hafara could take place prior to the neder being made. But there doesn't seem to be any question that the hearing or not hearing is irrelevant. They're arguing about something. I mean, obviously you didn't hear about a neder if it was never made, right? So therefore, it means we're taking for granted that's not an issue. What is the issue? Do I need to do afara after the neder was already chal or not? But even the rabbonim seem to accept the fact that the hearing is a non-issue. So there's your answer to Rami Bar Chama. If the only machlokas that we have between Rabbi Eliezer and the rabbanan is in the shaila of whether the neder has to be chal, then obviously everybody agrees that shmiyah is a non-issue. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe the shmiyah is addressed in another way. Maybe it's talking about over here. The Omar l'chi shamana. He says to her that it's talking about when I hear about it, that that's when now it should be chal. So maybe therefore it's not telling me that the shmiya is unimportant. I understand. So if that's the case, why bother doing such a thing? If you have to hear about it, so then why even get involved in the question of its existence or not? Just if you're going to hear about it, be made for when you do hear about it. Why are you saying when I hear about it should be mufar and now get into the whole question? Well, if the neder didn't even exist, can you have a keach of afora even in the future? Just be made for when you hear about it. No, the reason he's saying it this way is kasava dilma matrid nahi shaita. Look, I'm worried. I'm worried that at the time that I do hear about it, because the clock starts ticking when I hear about it, I'm going to be on a business trip. I'm going to be jet lagged. I'm going to be tense. I'm going to be stressed out. I'm going to be mad at coming home. So here it is, this woman I come back to, and she's full in the dorm. You know what? I won't be made for them. Who cares? Sick and tired of this nonsense. So therefore, I better be made for it in advance. It should be chal as soon as I hear about it. So if you hold the Rebbe Eliezer, it'll work. Because the hearing I'm addressing this way, and Rebbe Eliezer Shita is, that hafara is given to you, not as a totza'ah of the existence of the neder, but, I mean, certainly if I could take a hafara in a neder that exists, I should be able to prevent the chalos of another. So let me be made for it now. I didn't hear when I hear. So therefore, we have really no raya here either. Because it could be talking about a guy who was worried about his reactions later, therefore attempts to deal with it up front.
What is that sign that I won't be able to do it? What the mechanics that would prevent me from doing this in advance? Not like Rabbi Eliezer.
that hafara is not a meaningful thing if there's no neder. Hafara, maybe we saw there was even a half a minute to say you could be shayel on a hafara. So obviously that's what we said earlier, that hafara works nonetheless with the kayach of the Baal's relationship to the neder, not with some ability of a Baal to just simply cancel his wife's ability to be neder. Right?
So, but it would happen in two steps. Why would I not be able to make an announcement in advance to say that it should take effect? What is missing in the mechanics?
What's missing in the mechanics is something that I have no ability to affect at this stage. I can't affect that it should be called retroactively. It's like any other davar shelo baliyola. It's like, when I buy this, it should be sold to you. If you don't have any kayak over the Kenyan. Okay, so from here we don't have a raya. Toshma, ha'omel apotropos. How about if you appoint now an agent to take care of your wife? He's going to be giving her money and so on and so forth. So you say to this apotropos, kol nidorim, shenoderet ishti mikan bat shavo mimakom ploni, hafer. He says to his apotropos, look, you, as soon as my wife makes a neder, you be made for that neder. And the apotropos does that. They farewell. The apotropos is made for him. You might say that that would be okay. Talmud lomar, isha yikimeno, v'isha yifereno. Why does the Torah stress twice her husband? Could say isha yikimeno v'yifereno. It mentions him twice to stress that there is no din of shlichut when it comes to, he cannot appoint an agent to do a hafara. So therefore, it's either her husband or bust. So if the apotropos is Mayfair, it's meaningless. Divi Rebbe Yoshia. Omar lo Rabbi Yonatan, matzino bechol haTorah kula shlucho shel adam kamoto. There's a halach of shlichut. Surely the Torah is not abrogating the din of shlichut when it comes to doing hafarat nedarim. Now, I mean, you'll notice that the whole machloket over here is whether or not we darshan the repetition of isha yeferenu to be gzirat hakatuv, that for some reason in this case there's no din of shlichut. So afilu Rabbi Yoshe lo ka'oma, ela mishum de gzirat hakatuvu, isha yekemenu, isha yeferenu, aval de kuli ama, shlucho shel adam kamoto. Now, the klal with shlichut is, you cannot appoint an agent to do something that you can't do. If you don't have koach of hafara now, how can you give that koach of hafara to the shlichut as a shliach? So you tell the apotropos, you could tell him from today till tomorrow. And even if shlucho shel adam kamoto, where's the shliach? You can't make a shliach and say, when I get the kayach to be able to do something, then you have it. And then when did you make the shliach? So over here, if it wouldn't be for the fact that I, as a husband, do indeed have the power to be made for the dorim even before I hear about it, there'd be no way that I could tell the apotropos to go ahead and do it for me. I can't do it myself. Therefore, it seems to be an indication that indeed I do have the power to be made for a neder in this case. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. It's only where you told the apotropos, when I hear about it, hey, Ferla, then you go ahead and be made for it. Says the Gemara, so I understand. So then what's the point? I mean, if he does hear about it, then he doesn't need an agent. So then the chishamana lefila. So why doesn't he just take care of it? No, that's because Usava Dilma Madridna. He's worried about jet lag. So this guy now is still going to be the apotropos. So he says, okay, you know, keep, just give me a day, you know, to rest, to get back, you know. I got to start worrying about all these things the first moment I get off the plane. So when I hear about the Nadarim, I don't want to start dealing with it. You deal with it. But Enoch Inami, he only can deal with it at the time that there's actually a shmiah. So from here too, we don't have a raya.
You can't authorize him to hear.
You can't authorize him
to hear.
He hear it for you.
But even so, how can you make him?
Perhaps, but it would have to be that I want the chalos of the shlichut to be at that time. I don't. It would have to be when I get the character of a shliach. I want you then to be a shliach.
But if that's chametz, you see, a person goes away on a trip. You can be even though today at something which isn't fish. I can appoint someone. I can appoint someone ahead of time to be my shliach. If that's chametz.
Yeah, but that's just an action. It's not a chalos. I don't need. I can do the bedikas chametz myself today and close up the house. I can do bedikas chametz anytime I want. It's not an issue. Question: whether I'll be mekayim the chiyuv, but I could certainly achieve a bedikas chametz. I'm not negeying here. Okay, there's a lot of questions about this last piece. Exactly what's going on? Because again, I mean, if we're talking about, if we're taking for granted that he has the kayach, then that, does that mean that he has the kayach now to say you should be a shliach when I hear? So then, what's the point? There was a simpler etzah. He could simply say, "I am made for it now." In other words, if you're willing to take that step, that's what. So then, you don't need the interim piece. We said before that because you're worried that you're going to be tarud, so therefore. You should say now, I do hereby be mefer. So you could do that. What do you say? I do hereby say to you that you should be a shliach when I can appoint you and get the kayak to be mefer, you should be made from it. That's like going through the back door, wouldn't you say? Says the Ran an interesting thing. The Ran says, look, shlichut, you can always change your mind about. So this guy is worried. He doesn't want to make a blanket hafara to his wife that should be chal now. Because how about if there's a neder that he's been waiting for, right? How about if she finally makes a neder to stop eating ice cream? Which he's been trying to get her to do for ages. She doesn't want to be made for the neder up front. He figures, you know, let's see. If I find out that she's been rethinking Weight Watchers, you know, maybe I could cancel the shlichut to the agent. Because that's always in my hand, to cancel the shlichut before he does the hafara. Mashenken, if I go ahead and I made for it, it'll automatically be mufar l'mafreya. And then the next time she buys that ice cream, I'm going to say, didn't you make a neder? She'll say, ha-ha, weren't you made for b'yachatchila? So the minute I made the neder and you heard about it, it's over. And then you could start begging her to make the neder again. But it's too late. So Mamela, there would always be a reason to do things in this sort of roundabout fashion because it allows you some control over the results, right? It's cute. Okay. Of course, we could always say it was because of those aliens, but man, maybe this is more down to earth. Smack bang in the middle of the page, except it's half a line down, is it Toshma. Nadravi hi arusa, v'nit garsha v'nit arsa, bo v'yom, afilu l'meya. Avihu ba'ala acharon mefir nidareo, shema min agerosh en kishtika damu. Dika kama damu, mi batzi meifa oros acharon, nedadu kim oros vishon. Well, look, my skin is shalo shama oros vishon. Yachi, my ayir bo v'yom, afilu liyachar mea yom inami. Well, it's maybe kishlo shama orus, but shama af, in which case only bo v'yom. The matzi meifer, of a mikam ve'elaklon matzi meifer. Toshma, nadra bo bayon, girsha v'yichzira bo bayon. Ein yochol lafer shmaim en agerushin kakam adam. Amrei hacha v'nisuah eskinan v'ainu ta'ama de ein yochol lafer mishum de ein abal meifer bekodmim. Nonetheless, we are left with Shmuel's analysis of our Mishnah, according to which an oros is meifer. Nidorim that a previous Oros heard, and therefore we do have a raya that a gerushin, which is the case in the Mishnah, is not a hakama. Better hurry. I'm out of time here. Derech tomin erachom yimachlo aita bito yotzeit mi etzlo merla kol nidorim. Boy Rami Barchama, Baal Mel Shefa Beloshmiya, Bishamay Shadavka, Olav Davka, Omar Ravatoshma, Derek Tomid Echachami, Machelo Yatsad Bitomi, Etzlaw Melakonadorim Shadrat Betok Petiarin Mufarin, Vaholo Shama. No, that just means that he shamaud Mefer. Say, you can't kill Shama. What the heck is he bothering for? Lomele Lomema. Akamashman Urkhid, it's Subim Rabban Allah Dure. Tashma mi Sefa, Vachin Haba, Achelo Tikanes Vishuto, Omer La, etc., etc. No. Hocha Nami. The Lechishama, or Hacha Diyamala Lechishamana, depending on our girsa and approach, logical approach. Toshma ha'omer li'ishto konu dorem shetaduri ad sheta avo mimokom ploni. Harein kayamim lo amar klum. Harein mufarim. Rabbi Eliezer omer mufar. Now, here, the only issue is whether you can be made for a neder before it came into being. But as far as the question whether you heard about it, nobody seems to care, not Rabbi Eliezer, not the Chachamim. So, v'halo shama, maybe it's talking about achadam domar la, l'chi shamana. So then, lama li minashta, v'chi shama lefer la. Katsav adilma matrid na ishata. Tashma, ha'omer la apotropus, kol nedorim shenoderet ishti mikan v'achavom yimokom ploni, hey ferla, va'aferla. Yochel yumufarim, tamud lomar isha yekimeno, v'isha yefereno. And the repetition means, no shlichut, divi Rabbi Yoshia. Omar lo Rabbi Yonatan, come on, man, matzina b'chol ha'torah, kula shlucha shalarim kamot. V'afilo Rabbi Yoshia lo ka'omer ala mishum gzirat ha'katuv, in this particular case, of the problem of the shlichut, that is, isha yekimeno, v'isha yefereno. Aval de kula yalma, if we have the shlucho shel adam shel adam kamoto, there would be no problem. But ala shmiya lei. Well, hachinami, da amal ala chishamana meferla. Heferla, I should say. Okay, so then let him do it himself. Lechishama leferla. Usavar dilma matridna. I let him do it now, as we said in the previous case. He still wants to keep in his hands the potential of a bitol of a shlichut that he may indeed not want to utilize.